Observation has shown that many Nigerians see the availability of a stream, river, and any other large water body around them as refuse dump. In some cases, when it is raining, some people simply haul their refuse outside, assuming that flood will carry it away. These are detestable environmental practices. Such practices aggravate flooding and pollute the environment. Sadly, these practices have refused to go despite campaigns to end them, even in megacities like Lagos, where people are believed to be enlightened about the consequences of filthy environment. Some Lagosians speak on indiscriminate dumping of refuse.
Part of it is laziness. Some of them work where they have the waste bin. It's better to just throw it somewhere close, and the gutter is the best place for them to be. And I think one of the reasons is also dirtiness. People are dirty.
Dumping of refuse anyhow is something that government has to do something seriously about, because I say that people don't take it seriously. We see people dumping things from the vehicle on the road. We need to change our attitude toward to make our society and environment clean.
When they throw this waste into flowing water, it blocks our gutters. So is not a good
activity. The Lagos State Government has come up with various measures to tackle the dumping of refuse in the lagoon and the canals. The immediate past Commissioner for the Environment, Dr. Moise Banire, for instance, introduced specialized guards to watch over the lagoon. Even as the measure is being sustained, in addition to other regulations, including jail terms for defaulters, heaps of refuse continue to dot the landscape, especially at the banks of the lagoons and canals. For instance, at the canal along Egomo Road in Apapa Egomo Council, which has just been dredged, heaps of refuse are still common sight, while the surface of the lagoon in Maroko, Ejora, and Oworosoki are virtually covered with refuse. This, of course, is despite the fact that waste disposal trucks cart refuse in the affected areas. Why do residents dump refuse indiscriminately, even with the availability of an agency responsible for evacuating waste? Some residents accused cart pushers of dumping the waste in water channels and open spaces at night.
Oftentimes, they don't come in time to pack the waste. So people usually will not give it to all these Aboki people, and they will just go and pour it on the lagoon.
People just pour waste inside gutters and dump refuse to inside the drainage.
The missing link in our policy is the implementation. Government should create an awareness, ensure that everybody understands the impact of the environment, and it should be a collective action.
The Managing Director, Lagos State Waste Management Authority, LOMA, Dr. Lau Resonya, says his agency is capable of managing the huge volume of refuse in the state. He advises residents to feel free to call LOMA's toll-free number 5577 to alert it of any case of heaps of refuse.
As far as sanitation is concerned, I don't think anybody will have any cause to complain.
Waste trucks cannot come to your house every day. Everybody must have a storage can where you put your waste. And if you are going to have a party, for churches are going to have big programs, we enjoin them to call the PSC serving them, or they can call LOMA.
Experts say fish and seafoods in polluted waters are no longer safe for consumption. The fishes are said to be contaminated with the heavy metals from the waste, which could cause cancer and other deadly diseases. Unfortunately, the occupation of some Lagosians is fishing, and this they practice in the polluted lagoon. It is in the interest of Lagosians to be friendly with the environment. They will suffer in the event of any pollution of the environment. From Lagos, Innocent Honor reporting.